Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 27, and I'm titling this one, Remember to Water. Just to let you all know, any tapping you may hear in the background, it's just a bit of rain. I'm recording this live from the allotment shed, and it's actually raining. That tapping is just rain, which is a bit funny with what's coming up later. By the way, this is recorded on the 10th of July 2014. And it's mostly going to be updates again as things are really getting going. So with that, let's go on and talk about what's going on at home. Okay, so at home, a few things to really report about. Where do I start? Let's start with the herb pots, and something I've been a bit naughty about, and that's with work and stuff, I've been forgetting to water properly. And let's say they've started to die back quite badly. I think they're rescuable. Now I've spotted them and been a bit more diligent with the watering. And I think most of them will be survivable. And it's only the herbs. Everything else seems to be okay. My excuse for it is, you know, I've been busy with work and forgetting, but it's not really an excuse. But in order to make things easy, because I don't like using hose pipes for watering, or mains water, really, I've put a water pump inside the water butt with a 40mm hose pipe attached to it, and I just use that to water now. The hose pump is actually quite quiet, so it does a reasonably good job. And it'll certainly make things easier when I have to move water into other bats. I was hoping I'm making this solar powered, but the batteries I'm having problems with. But I'll keep considering that. The garden shed, in fact, last week, I've decided I'm going to have a real good clear out, because I was getting fed up of not being able to get inside it and find anything. Well, I could always find the stuff I needed or used regularly, but I just had enough. So I cleared quite a lot of it out. I've done it in sections, and stuff that I don't need is going. Stuff that's for the allotment is going to the allotment. A lot of the tools are now hanging on hooks on the walls, which I'm really pleased about, and pipe clips as well, which again, it's tidied them up a lot, and I found some tools, that, like a pair of secateurs I thought I'd lost, and found them, so yeah, a bit silly of me, but hey, we got there in the end, and I've got to sort the shelves out, which are just full of pots and things. But when we get through that, I'll show you some really good photos of it. But yeah, it's definitely making life easier having things on the wall and a bit more space. Now, the tomato plants, obviously in the beds, they're doing really well. They're starting to fruit. Little fruits appear, obviously not quite the colour yet, mostly all green. There's some black tomatoes as well, but we'll see how they go. But they're doing well, and I'm really looking forward to them as well, as always. And this year, because I need so many tomatoes, I'm glad. Yeah, I think I'll definitely have them ready in time. And the cucumbers, I'm getting some decent sized cucumbers. I haven't harvested any yet, but I will do soon, But yeah, they're really looking good, so I'm quite pleased with those. Other harvests that have been coming in really well, blueberries and a couple of summer raspberries. Just the odd handful here and there, but they all go into the pot for breakfasts and things. So can't complain at that at all. And it's really quite tasty. Although I am recognising my garden is getting a bit taken over with pots. So yeah, the peas and beans I planted have all, I've sown, they've all sprouted and growing, and they're I can take them up the allotment this weekend and get them planted really desperately actually. So yeah, and that's about it with what I've been doing at home really. As you can tell, the title of Remember to Water is for obvious reasons now. So, with that, let's head on up to the allotment. Okay, the allotment. Now, the allotment haven't really had to worry about watering so much because everything is in the soil, pretty much. Now, I've harvested most of the garlic and onions, and they weren't very good this year, I'm afraid to say. Better than nothing, and they're edible, but I've had better years. I think the trouble was I grew them too close together and didn't weed. I just left them to their own devices. So, again, that's bad on me. It's a shame, because normally garlic I do really well with, so... yeah, this year wasn't bad. Even the elephant garlic didn't even split, but that's due. I didn't think we didn't really get a cold enough winter for them. But hey ho, there's always a next year, as they say. There's still a few left in the soil, and when they're ready, I'll harvest those again, and they'll come. The shallots, however, they've done quite well. Quite pleased with them. There are plenty of shallots. And I've probably got enough to plant next year. So that's quite good. The harvests have actually been pretty good. I've been having courgettes, cucumbers, blueberries, raspberries, tayberries, loganberries. So quite a bit there. And really good and tasty. You know, again, it's a lot of the soft fruits at the moment. But that's... nothing to really worry about. I've sown more carrot seeds in little pots just to make up for the ones that I lost, and then hopefully I'll get some decent carrots out of it. The strawberries, however, all got eaten. Every single one of them destroyed, disappeared, including Barry's side as well, and I think it's the birds. Bit pissed off about that, but they are looking at them now. They are stretching out and grabbing more, so it's a good thing. And obviously, I'll get more plants for that, which I'm hoping to underplant in the trees and stuff at the top. Sorry, I've just gone quiet there. I'm just looking up at the trees at the top and I can't see them. It's as if they've disappeared. I'm going to have a closer look at that later. In fact, I'm going to do that now. I'm just going to pause for a minute. Right, sorry about that. I'm back now. They were there. They were just hidden from how I was looking at them. So, my mistake there. Right, where was I? I've been trying to make more chamomile tea. This time I added a bergamot leaf, and it was a bit better, but not brilliant. So I'm still going to try different methods with that. I'm sure I'll get there in the end. Although they probably all need picking soon and drying, which I'll probably do actually. Courgettes, they're coming in really, really well. I'm going to end up with so many of those. They'll be like the rhubarb. And the beetroot as well is growing well and probably ready for harvesting some smaller roots. The early potatoes, I've been harvesting those as well, and they're quite nice. So I'm going to clear that entire patch this weekend and get them all up and washed and in the kitchen, really. And then I've just got to think of what different things I can use them for. No, really, as I said, everything's growing well, and there's not much to really report up here, which is quite amazing, really. It's just a general clearing and just generally weeding and watering when I can. I've got to strim down the side and cover that with wood chip, which I have actually got some more wood chip on some of the paths because that's back in supply again. So I've used that down by the compost heaps. And that's really good. And then the compost heaps, the third one of those, is now finally built and screwed into place. So I can start emptying one of the black plastic compost bins, actually, because that is ready to go. I'm just a bit worried about all the slowworms and snakes and disturbing them that live in there. But I think it's probably cooled down enough now that it's not a problem. The water butt by the shed, the case it was on seemed to have crumbled and it fell over and lost all the water, which, as you can imagine, was a right bummer. But not the end of the world. It didn't cost me anything for the rainwater, but yeah. It's just a slow process. I've started to fill up the some soil as well in the seating area, or what's going to be the seating area. Just getting that all levelled out. And collecting all the odd plant pots that are scattered around the place. I've been considering doing a video of the allotment, just showing you how it goes through on like a walkthrough. In fact, I might record that in a minute and see how it goes, just on the phone, and upload that. If I do it before I upload this recording, I'll add the link in the podcast notes. So, I think really I'm getting there for this week. It's a bit of a quiet one as such. But I'll move on. And okay, and so with that, I'm going to wrap up now. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Please give me your feedback and I will continue to improve. Got a few things in the pipeline, so we'll see. And yeah, so this has been Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. Thank you and goodbye.